Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
A new Untold Story is presented by Dude Wipes. Dudes, we need to have a serious chat about your bathroom habits. It's time to quit shitty, scratchy toilet paper and switch to Dude Wipes. Dude Wipes are an extra-large, flushable wipe made with a plant source fiber designed to give your anus a cleaner, more refreshing than TP after dropping a deuce out of your butt. Think about it. When you wash your face, hands, or body, use the water to get yourself clean. So when it comes to the dirtiest thing we do, taking a shit, guess what? We use dry toilet paper. It makes no sense. No sense at all. Well, now you can use Dude Wipes, and they will change your life, and your butthole will thank you. Kyle, do an impression of a butthole thanking you. Yeah, that was pretty good. Okay, that was better. Okay.
He's like gently tapping your rectum to be like, hey, like, thanks. You know, like when you have to, like,
my butthole's not
thank
a
driver that's parallel to you. Don't want you yours?
No.
Okay. Okay, fine. Yeah. Continuing.
Use Dude Wipes. They will change your life and your butthole will thank you. You'll never look at an empty toilet paper roll the same way again. Be prepared for any situation with Dude Wipes. They come in at-home or on-the-go options. You can find them at Amazon, Walmart, or Target nationwide. Or what we recommend is go to DudeWipes.com so you can use promo code ANUS15, that's A-N-U-S-1-5, for 15% off your entire order. Kyle, right now I'm holding the to-go, on-the-go Dude Wipes. I could slide this into my pocket, into my wallet, and it's very wet.
Slide it in your ass.
No moisture that comes out.
You could keep it in your butt. And you're like, well, then you would have to unwrap it. You could unwrap it with your butt. It's so easy to unwrap.
It's so easy to unwrap.
So you just put it in your ass. And it's small. It's miniature. It's pocket size. It would fit.
It would fit. And
for the average circumph. And then you could just it's done. The deed is done.
And I haven't looked at a toilet paper roll
the packaging
the same way again.
Will disintegrate, and it'll clean your ass.
It will clean your... Yeah, that is 100% true.
And on the website... You can customize which plant source fibers you want it made out of.
Yeah, what did you go with?
You can go with
I went with bamboo
sycamore.
Shoots.
You can go with a sequoia, Venus flytrap, cactus.
You can go with any plant.
All the most comfortable ones.
All the most comfortable plant sourced fibers. And it says you'll never look at a toilet paper tube the same way again, and that's very true. But have you seen that viral tweet? Like, if your dick is like you don't feel both sides of the toilet paper tube when your dick's in it. And it doesn't stick out the end, then you have a small dick.
You don't feel both?
Like, you put your hard dick in it, and
okay.
If you don't feel both
it
sides...
It should be girthy enough
to do that, but it
to
also
rub
should
against
be...
Both, yeah.
That, and that is...
Long
that,
enough? It should peek out
peek
the
out.
Other side? No. Yeah, maybe we can bust that myth.
Yeah, we can.
Is that your reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh fake untold story.
A new untold story.
I've been worried. I have a sneaking suspicion that the girl I've been hooking up with.
Yeah.
Gay.
This always happens to you. They leave you for a girl.
No. Like
lesbian eyes.
Not lesbian gay.
Lesbian eyes. Yeah.
No. I think she's gay. Because I'll look down.
Oh, like
and,
real gay?
Yeah. And I'll look down and just like she'll be.
That's way worse than a lesbian.
The way she
lesbian,
takes my
yeah.
dick is.
Is well, she's taking it in the first place.
Yeah, taking a dick. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so I look down as I'm thrusting. I'm just like, pause.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Uh-huh.
Or like, I bring a girl.
She's like, oh.
I bring a
whoa,
hey,
whoa,
like the only straight thing you can do is kiss a girl.
Yeah, get back up here. And
yeah, like I'll take a girl home from a bar, mm-hmm. and like we'll be making out on my bed, and then she'll like work her way down. Mm-hmm. And start undoing my pants.
Start fiddling around with your buttons.
What the fuck?
Relax.
Are you doing? Get back up here
and kiss me.
Kiss me.
Just kiss me.
Get the fuck.
Whoa. Like what the fuck? You're just gonna put that. You're just gonna go down on
like,
me.
You're not even
on
gonna,
a pit, on a de-
You're not even gonna tell me. Like, don't you think you should give me a heads up that
yeah
that you're gay? Fucking pause. Mm-hmm. Get your ass back up here. And fucking yeah. kiss me.
Yeah. Pause, elevate, kiss.
Yeah. P-E-K.
Yeah. Peck.
Yes.
Peck me.
It's the pecking order.
Yeah, that it is the pecking order. And that's... I am so tired of looking down when I'm inside of a woman and seeing... She's taking it.
Yeah.
Act like the woman you are.
You guys just got back from your trip to what? Non-coastal
Why
Florida?
Are you like writhing in pain and grimacing right now?
Yeah, why are you?
Do your clothes hurt or something?
Mine don't. Do yours?
No.
Owen.
Stiff.
Are they like breaking?
Oh, God.
Yeah, my pants are near shattering.
My only way to trash like competitor clothing brands is to like to say they break.
We have one joke.
Yeah.
And they keep buying this ad.
Everyone.
We have one joke for this. Let's go. Bottom. Let's
yeah.
roll.
Your shirt looks broken. No wonder you're in pain.
What did you drop? Did you drop your shirt?
You probably got
this
the shards of the sleeve digging into your fucking arm.
I didn't drop my shirt. I nicked it on a door on a doorway.
Yeah, it's got a big crack run up the side.
I
cracked my shirt.
You're gonna get infected.
Shirts don't rip. They crack.
Got a crack down your shirt. What are you doing?
Oh fuck.
What should I be doing?
Do you want your clothes to not hurt?
Yep.
To not drive you crazy up the wall?
Mm-hmm. You're still in Paramus Pizza Man voice.
But before you pack for your next adventure, which is something that people do. Mm-hmm.
Which is something similar to your last trip to
Nottingham. Good.
Don't forget to check out Bare Bottom Clothing. And they actually sent us
a ton of stuff.
Three boxes, and I felt every garment.
I only need one thing from them.
My hand is fine. I'm not even calloused.
I only need one because it won't break.
They have the safest blouses.
They will not hurt.
Yeah, you're not putting your body in danger with these. It combines premium style and comfort for an insane value. They do things differently. Yeah, we know. No OSHA violations going on at Bare Bottom.
Founded on
the principle that comfortable, made-to-last menswear shouldn't cost you an arm and a leg. Literally, your body's gonna deteriorate from wearing other brands.
And it's not just going to slice off. It'll wear off. Yeah. It'll rub down. It like erosion. Fucking, it'll erode.
Yeah, like you got smallpox.
Much like that.
They're 5-star rated short swim trunks. Fucking trunks, and tees have gained a cult like following. Which is what I want from my clothes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Following thousands of guys who have made Bare Bottom the MVP of their closets. The internet's best deal on high quality and versatile. I'm still talking about Bare Bottom.
Yeah. It sounded like the ad.
You can get two pairs of their best selling stretch shorts.
Okay.
Plus their antimicrobial. I knew there was something. There was some twist. And moisture wicking tech tee for under $100.
If it's not the cracks, it's the microbes. So.
The microbes will get you. And it's the sneaky killer.
What the fuck is
this? It's a silent killer.
It's like the rabies of.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you got a promo code?
Yeah, please give us a promo code.
I'm begging me. Right now our listeners get free shipping on their first order of these super comfortable, safe, not dangerous, not life-threatening by any means threads at barebottomclothing.com with code ANUS. That's ANUS. Just go to barebottom.com, barebottomclothing.com. You know how to spell it by now. BEAR. bottomclothing.com. Use code ANUS. Free shipping. First order.
Thanks, Kel.
Remember the pizza phase girls went through?
Oh, yeah. It was like Nike Nikki Heaton.
I thought it was Jennifer Lawrence.
She did. She like really mainstream popularized it with like. She
mainstreamed pizza.
She mainstreamed
pizza in like bathtubs.
No. Okay, so Jennifer Lawrence was just, I'm a celebrity who eats junk food, and maybe I'll burp.
Yeah.
And everyone's like,
holy shit.
It's Katniss Everdeen from The Hunger Games.
And she eats the most popular food.
Nikki Heaton was more just, I'm hot and eat pizza.
She held pizza.
Naked, yeah. I'm like, she would like order a jumbo.
And just like a jumbo pie?
And like cover her body in it. Like, look at, yeah.
She, what happened? What is she? I have not heard anything from her.
She, what is she? Her and
Kyle, have you ever ordered a pizza?
No.
A jumbo?
I couldn't think of extra.
You couldn't think of large or extra large, and you said jumbo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to do one of those jumbo pizzas.
Hey, anybody want to go halves on a jumbo?
Yeah, that's what it
is. What are the sizes to you?
Okay, well, jumbo would be the biggest.
Yeah.
And like a mini.
Mm-hmm. And what about in between? There's got to be something in between mini and jumbo.
Mini and jumbo?
Yeah.
Not that I know of. Yeah. What the fuck would be in between those?
Yeah, I guess there is. It
the
doesn't.
Two sizes. Yeah. Fucking mini or jumbo.
Actually, call a pizza place right now. And ask if they have a jumbo pies.
Okay.
She'd be like, ask how much a jumbo pie is, and ask how much a mini pie is.
If they're like, we don't have jumbos, be like, fine, I'll do two minis. Like,
I guess two minis makes a jumbo. How many minis make a jumbo?
Like 50. I don't know, because it's a fucking jumbo. So, I mean, minis are tiny.
What are you calling?
Danino's in Staten Island.
All right. And if you're listening, why don't you go ahead and call Danino's as well, see if they have minis or jumbo.
Shut the fuck up.
Danino's.
Is it Danino's?
Yeah.
Do you guys serve the jumbo pies?
No, we don't.
Minis?
Just nope.
Are you out of pizza?
Sorry?
Are you out of pizza today? Oh, you don't do the jumbo anymore?
No, just a little
more. Okay. All right. All right, y'all. Yeah, have a good one.
What? Who are you calling now?
Dude, Joe and Pat. Let me see what they got. All right.
Can't believe they were out of pizza.
They just didn't have any.
All right, so you don't have fucking minis, you don't have jumbos. Why did you even pick up my call?
All right.
What's going on?
You want me to call one?
No, I was trying to think of a type of pizza that I could pretend to order. Pepperoni.
A pepperoni jumbo?
Take two.
Jump hats.
You guys still open for pickup?
Yes.
All right, I'll take. Can I get one jumbo pepperoni?
Okay.
And then one mini?
You want a small or an individual?
I'll just take one, the jumbo and then the mini pepper, both pepperoni.
All right. Small pie for the...
Nah.
Or the individual?
All right, scratch. I don't need the mini. I'll just take one jumbo.
So one large pepperoni pie?
Nah. Is that... you said large?
Yeah, that's the biggest we have.
Oh, you don't have jumbo anymore.
No.
All right, I'm sorry. Yeah, have a good one. I'm telling you, what's next? Everything's getting smaller. The Cadbury eggs are getting smaller. Fuck, the sizes of cereal boxes and now pizza. Can't get the jumbo.
That's unbelievable.
But back in 2014 when Nikki Heaton was Papa, she would have the big jumbo laid out on her bed in real sexy lingerie. Yeah. And she would hold one of the jumbo slices up to her mouth. Her friend, big breasts.
Yeah. Jumbos.
Would sit there and they would pretend to eat. I don't think they would ever even.
They would never eat. They would have the crust up above their head.
Like,
and
there would be like chips next to the jumbo pot.
Yeah.
They would have a jumbo for the photo shoot and then they would split a mini.
And it was always on a bed.
Mm-hmm. And like girls, they want it to be. She was the only Instagram model back then. So they were like, all right, we're going to order jumbos. And they would eat them. They would eat them.
In bed, in the bath.
And then, then there was, the freshman 15.
Mm-hmm. What's her... I can't find her on Instagram. When was the last time she posted a jumbo?
I'll find it.
Where are you calling now?
Savino's. Paramus.
New Jersey.
Yeah, Savino's.
He better be Italian.
Savino's on Oradell.
Yes?
Just a sec. Are you guys still open for pickup? All right. Are you all out of the hot sandwiches yet?
I'm sorry?
Are you all out of the hot sandwiches yet?
Am I out of the hot sandwiches? No.
Okay. Then give me one Parm Hero.
For pickup or delivery?
This is for pickup.
Well, what's the phone number?
It's 304.
Why are you doing this?
639. You got the... What, do you still... Do you got the jumbo pies?
Jumbo pies?
Yeah, just the jumbo size pie.
No.
You're all out of that. All right, then I'll just do a mini pepperoni.
Can you finish the phone number? 304-639.
If you're out of the jumbo, then don't worry about it.
Okay, do you want to place an order or no?
Yeah, if you're out of the jumbo, I shouldn't. Yep, just a sec. You there?
Yeah.
All right, just a sec. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah.
All right, you guys got the jumbo pies?
The jumbo pies?
Yes, just a one jumbo pepperoni.
Hey, this is Mangiamos.
Yeah, okay. So are you all out of the jumbo?
I've never heard of a jumbo pie. So
yeah, just it's the biggest size.
Oh, a large, 16?
Nah, I can't do a large. We got a big party. I got to do a jumbo. If you can't do the jumbo, I can just do like 50 minis.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, yeah, take your time.
Thank you for holding. We sincerely appreciate your patience. Please stay on the line. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello?
How are we doing?
What you want.
Just one jumbo pepperoni, and if you're all out of the jumbos, I can do 50 minis.
Like 50 personals?
Nah, we got to do minis. 50 minis, or if you can, we'll take a jumbo. Jumbo.
Are you sure you're calling the right place? This is Mangiamos in Paramus.
In Paramus, New Jersey. Just a sec. We got it's like 20 to 30 people. It'll be a party. I don't think, I'm just torn between the one jumbo should fill us up, but if not, I think 50 minis. 50, about 50.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, yeah, take your time.
Very clearly just started this job.
How we doing?
Can I have your name?
Yeah, Kyle.
And you've ordered from here before, yes or no?
Is this Mangiano's?
This is Mangiamo's.
Yeah, but okay. I was just, well, I haven't had your pies. I've gotten Jumbo's, the other place in Paramus. I've gotten Jumbo's before. We have a big party, so I don't think that's the... I mean, it's either the Jumbo or the Mini. And it would have to be a bunch of Minis.
Kyle, Owen. Fellas.
Yep.
Kyle.
Oh, dear. What?
Are you hungry? Just, are you hungry?
No, we just ate. Oh my God, Nick, are you doing an ad? Starving.
Good.
But don't have much money.
Yeah, I know.
Or time.
Or time. Well, luckily we have HelloFresh. HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning of grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and getting dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. HelloFresh offers 25 plus recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy, with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Owen, what have you been what have you been munching on from HelloFresh?
Salmon.
Yeah, yeah, we've all been munching on salmon, and we've really, really liked it a lot. And luckily, you guys can check it out too. Go to HelloFresh.com/untold12, that's untold12, and use code untold12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/untold12 and use code untold12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. America's number one meal kit is HelloFresh. I was thinking of a Footloose reboot, you know, like, in, like Footloose, it was this guy who danced. This is so dumb. Move to a town where you're not allowed to dance.
That was the Footloose
dancing
premise.
Dancing is illegal.
Okay.
And so I was thinking of one where this guy moves to a town and you're not allowed to fart. And so his first day in school.
I can see that being a law somewhere.
Yeah. Like there's no farting in this town. And Owen, can you play a long fart?
This town ain't big enough for the toots.
What is this? What is the setting?
A classroom. It's his first day. It's like, everybody introducing Michael. He's new here. And he sits down. He's like, all right, everybody, passes out like a test. Quiet. It's test time. Mm-hmm. And then he sits down.
Scantron?
Yeah. Yeah, he sits down. Yeah. And, it's just like you just hear the pencils against paper. And then he's just there in front row. Very comfortable already. And just... The sheriff, he's like, the sheriff hates him.
What's that fucking fart?
Dude, what the?
Dude, are you serious? I know you're new.
Bro, I mean, come on.
Bro,
Oh my god. Day one. Day one and a fucking fart. Honey, how was your first day of school?
Not good. I can't believe you fucking made me move here. You know I love to rip ass. I hate you and Dad.
That's you.
Just want to go back to my old school and fucking fart. Just need to go back to my old school and
Dad just had to fucking move and get a higher paying fucking fart place.
You know you knew I was gonna fucking hate it here. Why can't I stay with grandma? Fucking go back to my old school and fart.
Honey, no, you'll learn to love it.
Yeah, it was one thing to fucking change schools, leave all my friends, family behind. No. When I agreed to leave all my all my friends behind, it was one thing. You can't even fart in this. No, you don't understand, Dad. When I agreed to uproot my entire life, leave all my friends behind to change schools, never see them again, that was one thing, and I agreed. Fuck. No, you don't understand, Dad. It was one thing when I agreed to uproot my entire life and leave all my friends behind. You can't even
say it. Just fucking say it. Say it.
Okay.
From the top.
When you said we were moving. No, wait, wait. No, Dad. It's you who doesn't understand. No, you don't understand, Dad. When you said we were moving and I agreed to uproot my entire life, leave all of my friends behind, all of my best friends, that was one thing. But you can't even fucking...
The cute girl is like waiting for him when the class bell rings and she's like, I smelled your fart in class. You must be the new guy. The jocks like push him up against the locker. Heard you farted in class.
Everyone in this stupid little pig town hates farts.
No, Dad.
I don't think they're that scary.
No, Dad. That's the thing, Dad. No, Dad. You don't understand. When you said we were moving and I agreed to uproot my entire life and leave every single one of my friends behind just to appease you and your career, leave every single one of my friends behind 300 miles away to move to a new town, that was one thing, Dad. But you can't even fart in this town. No, is that the wording? But now I can't even fart? But now you're telling me I can't even fart.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. One more time. He's so smug.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, Dad. You're the one who doesn't understand. No, Dad. No, Dad. That's the thing with you. This time, it's you who doesn't understand. No, I'll start from the top. No, Dad. You don't understand. When I agreed to uproot my entire life and leave every single one of my friends behind 300 miles away to move to a completely new town just to appease you and your career, that was one thing. But now I'm fuck.
Come on.
But now I'm. What is the word? How do you end it?
Now I can't even fart.
But now you're telling me I can't even fart in this town. No, Dad. It's you who doesn't understand. When I agreed to uproot my entire life, to switch schools and move 300 miles away and leave every single one of my friends behind, that was one thing. But now you're telling me I can't even fart in this town? Nah, I don't think that's it.
This one is Top 20 Angry Grandpa Farts Part 2.
Top 20 Angry Grandpa Farts. I really hope it's just the sound effect of the fart. No, yeah, and no, you can just tell.
You can that tell he's, that he's pissed. And he angry, saw.
And he's a grandfather.
Yes.
Not just old, but like he has two generations
of spawn.
Of spawn.
Yeah.
And you like, can just tell from the fart.
That there is no other context other than the fart, but you can hear the anger. You can hear the generational, you can hear his family within the fart.
It starts the video with just a black screen, white Comic Sans. Please no hate.
That's a good enough.
I love, it probably works too. Wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He's in that window of time where he's still very angry, but he's close to like early stage dementia.
Yes.
And when like a dementia man's farts are much different.
Much different.
Like, he doesn't recognize them.
You know when somebody's getting old, smile. But you still compliment them, be like, he's still, you know, for his age, he's still sharp as a tack.
Yeah.
That's the fart.
That's that fart. But
outfit change. He went from an LA County Fire Department t-shirt to now he's wearing one that says exercise. Exercise. Eggs are size. Eggs are sides. For bacon. Bacon.
That's got to be a huge shirt.
It's like the long, like a...
We should... A shirt that like...
Like a 2001 Allen Iverson shirt. What is he?
Yeah,
what,
like long it? As hell.
Oh, God. There's part three.
There's part three?
Yeah. Top comment, if this is what happens when you get old, I can't wait.
Yeah.
This guy. Yo, this nobody guy told rules. Me you fart when you get old.
That's freaking epic.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I guess you can't grandpa fart as a younger person.
I think that's what he was referring to. He can fart well, just not in that like octave or that genre.
That genre of fart.
Yeah.
That's grandpa.
Mm-hmm. It's like you have to get castrated to reach whatever that one...
People talk about like dad dick.
Grandpa fart.
Yeah, we always talk about it.
Yeah, people dad always dick. Talk about dad dick.
Mm-hmm. And then it's grandpa fart.
The grandpa fart.
And those are benefits of aging as a male.
I cannot wait until I have kids and they have kids and then I can just let loose anally.
Yeah. But angrily, too.
Angrily and elderly.
Grandpa. Mm. Grandpa, was that a fucking fart? Grandpa, you know where we live, right? Is that like an involuntary reaction to like extreme ire?
Fart?
Instead of like saying, like, fuck!
And then you always have that like one grandpa who kind of at like the family parties, you know, like farts racistly.
Everybody does at those parties.